The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
Welcome to the Big Picture and the Kingdom Intelligence Report. It's that time again this week. And I'll tell you what, the guy that we got on here every week at this slot brings it like few others on the internet. He's been doing it for over 13 years with End Time Headlines. Tonight, it's a very, very important broadcast because it directly impacts what you are enjoying and receiving right now, and that is information on the internet and control. And our government is coming after voices like this. Tonight, Ricky Scapero on the Big Picture Kingdom Intelligence Report, right after this. Oh, yes, like I said, it is the Kingdom Intelligence Report on the Big Picture Live. If you have not smashed the like button, do that now. It's the easiest thing you can do. Don't cost you any money. Just takes you a couple of seconds. And if you're not a subscriber, go ahead and help us build the Big Picture family by clicking that subscribe button. And if you're watching us on Rumble, make sure that you subscribe as well. Rumble.com/Larry Ragland. Rumble.com/Larry Ragland. And you can follow us there because when you hear what we're going to talk about on this program, that may be the next step where you're able to find us. And a quick reminder that this is the Kingdom Intelligence Report, and it is here every Thursday at 7 p.m. And you'll notice the first Thursday, second Thursday, third and fourth Thursday of each month, we have powerful men of God who have been doing this and breaking down end times prophecy and news in the headlines and how it ties to the Word of God. And for many, many years, decades, many of them. So we thank God for that. So without further ado, I want to bring in our guest tonight. You know him and you love him from End Time Headlines. Welcome to the program, Ricky Scapero. They love you. They always love you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Good evening. How is things out there in the lovely state of Georgia?
Oh, it is. It's beautiful. I can't even remember last time it rained, brother, but the weather is. But rain is coming in the forecast. So.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, there's rain coming in the forecast in the natural, and you and I know there's rain in the spirit.
Yes, sir.
In the fact that all this is going on, revival is still happening, and is prophesied to happen. Both of them are prophesied to happen. And that's one of the things I love about your show is it is, end time headlines. I love that it's headlines. It is what's going on in the world. How does it tie to end times? And so people are going to probably wonder how this topic is going to tie to end times, but I think it's very, very relevant. But I want to tell everybody before we get into it to make sure that you go to his website, endtimeheadlines.org. That's endtimeheadlines.org and .com, and you'll see he is always updating it throughout the day. I mean, I don't even know how you do it, man. It's just like, before the mainstream media even breaks it, you've got the articles out there. And this is at the time of the recording, what you'll find there. And, of course, you can see his app that you can download, donate to his ministry, all of that. We are just so thankful for all that you do at End Time Headlines, Ricky. And I personally want to say that I appreciate you. Sandy and I, we go there and we use a lot of your information for our Monday night show and all the other things that we're doing. But, Ricky, the first thing I want to talk to you about is something that is going to directly affect you and I both and what God has called us to do, and you being the forerunner way before Sandy and I joined in this. And that is, I'm going to use your website to throw this up, and then I'm going to get you to respond to this. This is breaking today at the time of this recording, and on this Thursday night that we're watching, it's very, very close to the time that this is going to be voted on. But the FCC commissioner warns Biden's equity plan for internet control, sweeping, unprecedented, and unlawful. So this is, give me a little heads up on what is going on here with the FCC and what is it going to mean?
Well, I mean, honestly, I can't remember if we talked about it on your show, but I know we covered this on End Time Headlines on one of our podcasts last month. But we warned about this because there was a report that came out of Canada where Trudeau was doing the same thing. In fact, I'm going to read a little bit of this and then we'll get into this because I want to kind of refresh our audience, both End Time Headlines and the big picture.
Okay.
Canada implemented new rules that would crack down on podcast streaming services. This came as Canadian Radio, Television and Telecommunications Commission, or the CRTC, released a statement. Again, this was back in October. So literally 30 days ago, and wow, it's already here in America. But they released a statement saying that it would advance its plan to ensure online streaming services make meaningful contributions to Canadian and Indigenous content.
Canada is now on the track to censor and regulate streaming services and social media platforms. They've got more regulation coming. Podcasters are going to have to register now with the Canadian Radio, Television, and Telecommunications Commission. That's like RFCC. You don't want a regulated internet podcast council. The Online Streaming Act, formerly Bill C-11, goes into effect November 28, meaning any online streaming service that operates in Canada and generates revenue of more than $10 million in any given year will have to register with CRTC. That's their FCC. Canadian government pitches the new rule as a modern broadcasting framework that can adapt to changing circumstances. To do that, we need broad engagement and robust public records. It requires those podcasters to register with the government only once and collect all of its basic information from them.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to read this quote, and then we'll get to this headline that Pastor's talking about. Quote, "We are developing a modern broadcasting framework." Now, that's an interesting term there. They're developing a modern broadcasting framework, and we're about to see what this framework is, that can adapt to changing circumstances. That's an interesting term as well. And to do this, they need a broad engagement and robust public record of CRTC chair. This comes from the chairperson and chief executive officer there. Yeah. Now, there is groups out there in Canada. There's very few. It's like a remnant group out there because they're shutting everybody down there. I cannot remember there's one particular website. I know Glenn Beck refers to him a lot on his program.
Canada?
Yes, in Canada.
Rebel News.
Yes, Rebel News.
I love Rebel News, man. They're the only one fighting Canada right now.
Yes, sir. Exactly. And them, and there was some fringe groups out there that was reading through all of the blueprints of this and through the details of this. And this literally is a way in which Trudeau and his government can regulate every podcast, run it through their filter of regulations, and determine what can and cannot be heard and approved by their government. Now, again, when we discussed this and we reported this, you know, we as Americans, we're guilty of this. We get comfortable because if it's not in our shores, it's not in our living room, it's not ringing our doorbell, then it's not affecting us. But, you know, there's an old saying, and for all of us that has kept up with this, again, I've done this for 13 years, and I've learned to know that what you see happen in Canada, you're going to see within 3 to 5 years come here.
Yep.
But
it's going to trickle down.
But Larry, this is, we're not talking about 3 to 5 years here. We're talking about a month later.
A month later,
you now have the FCC commissioner. Now, I want to explain who this is. This is the FCC commissioner. His name is Brendan Carr, who this guy's on. He's right in the mix of all this. He understands this far more than what we can explain this. But he's looking over this new push by the Biden administration, which is called this Digital Equity Plan. For all internet services, guys, all internet.
Listen, I want you to understand that statement because I think a lot of people, Ricky, may be thinking, okay, you're talking about social media. No, it is the infrastructure of the internet. That literally means when you and I talk about, make sure you subscribe to our Rumble channel because YouTube may kick us off. This, if this goes through, It can flip the switch on Rumble. It can flip the switch on LarryRaglan.com, EndTimeHeadlines.com. I mean, and because they have more control. This is the greatest control, universal control, in the 40-year history of the internet. Is that what you're hearing? Is that what we're looking at right now? The ability to manipulate any data, any system that is using the internet.
Every one of them. Let me read this quote from President Biden's plan hands the administrative state effective control. And we're going to touch on that in a second, too. All this is history is repeating itself, guys, if you're paying attention. All the internet services, just like Larry just said, and infrastructure. Remember, we talked about there's that word again in the country. Never before. Listen to this, guys. Listen to the weight of this. Never before in the roughly 40-year history of the public internet has the FCC or any federal agency claim this degree of control over it. I mean, this is the FCC. This is not a this is not a conservative saying this. No. This is not a podcaster. This is the FCC commissioner saying he has never seen this type of control.
You got that? This has never been done before. No communication devices have ever had this kind of control suggested by the government, let alone applied. He went on and said, Congress never contemplated the sweeping regulatory regime that President Biden asked the FCC to adopt, let alone authorize the agency to implement it. Here's what's happening. As with everything else the Biden administration is doing, his broadband policies are failing. And the building of internet infrastructure in this country, the price of it has gone through the roof. FCC wants new 5G broadband services, but it's all needlessly been blocked and delayed by new broadband infrastructure regulatory red tape. So the government is blocking the private sector from doing it and then using that to say, see, we need to take complete control. This is breathtaking control of all information.
Wow. That's unprecedented. That's unprecedented.
Yeah.
It's unprecedented until, you and I were talking off the air. Let's just go ahead and go there. The last time we've seen this kind of combination of events, anti-Semitism all around the world, potential for world war all around the world, which I believe we've already begun world war, and now the seizing of information, you and I were talking about, the last time we saw that was when?
When they were seizing information?
Yeah, when we talked about when we was getting ready to go to world war back
in the
days of Nazi Germany.
Oh, yeah. We talked about this. All these run together. You know how it is. You do five programs a week. Yeah. I think it was last week we talked about I did a podcast called It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like 1933 All Over Again.
Oh, come on. Think about it.
And I talked about the rise of anti-Semitism. And it's guys, there is so much. My head's about to explode from all just the information.
Yes, yes.
Larry, did you see this? What was it? Saturday night, hundreds of thousands of Hamas protesters, sympathizers, pro-Palestinian protesters, not in Afghanistan, in Germany, although that's happening right here in the States in Washington, D.C. And what they did, and look, the mainstream media are good about giving you the cotton candy version of what happened. But the behind the scenes, what you're not seeing on mainstream media, there was some things that was said. Yep. There was rhetoric that was being yelled and chanted.
Right to rebel. Right to rebel. Israel can go to hell.
I'm talking about that. Honestly, I was watching the news with my 15-year-old son, and we flipped on a station And it literally, if I wouldn't have known that they were in D.C., I promise you, it looked like they were in Baghdad, Iraq, or in Afghanistan, or in Iran, because of the things that they were chanting.
Yeah.
And
it wasn't just pro two-state. One of the chants was, we don't want two states, we want 48. And, when I heard that, and I heard the chant, I knew what that meant. It didn't mean 48 states. It meant 1948. It meant the chant was referencing when Israel became a nation, immediately, was it five or six nations launched a war against them in 1948 to destroy them and eliminate them from the river to the sea in whatever means necessary, and painting, death to Israel and all of this. You're right. It's whitewashing it away from the public. But this ruling with the FCC would take it so much further, because you don't know what you don't know. We're so dependent on media and so dependent on the mainstream narrative, most people, they're going to believe anything the government wants us to believe. And that's what the goal is here.
Let me read this one statement here that is absolutely chilling. Quote, if passed, and remember, they're voting on this, so you guys need to be praying about it. We all need to be praying about this. If passed, the FCC would be empowered for the first time. Remember, first time in 40 years, 40 plus years.
Look at that. Wow.
Listen to the heaviness of this. To regulate every ISPS service termination terms, use of customer credit, account history, credit cards, and account termination, among many other items. Translation, folks.
Oh my goodness.
They remember, there were some conservative voices that have warned, and even Christian groups have already seen this happening with major big time banks that have been regulating their accounts and shutting them down, restricting transactions, all this stuff.
With an increasing threat to Christian and conservative groups as they are facing a new kind of discrimination. Banks are closing their accounts, turning off payment processors, and putting some on a donor blacklist. What's even more troubling is that these actions are carried out under the cover of our federal banking laws. CBN's Dale Hurd reports on what's behind this growing trend.
Banking has become weaponized. Christian and conservative groups are labeled high risk and then debanked or denied financial services. Among the victims, Indigenous Advance Ministries, which helps orphans and widows in Africa. Its account closed by Bank of America. Family Council of Arkansas, which works to promote traditional family values, canceled by J.P. Morgan Chase. And the pro-family Ruth Institute. It lost its payment processor after it was targeted by the Southern Poverty Law Center as a hate group.
The office manager received an email saying, "We're not going to do business with you anymore." She went right then and looked at her bank account, and it was gone. The credit card processing was gone.
And what qualified the Ruth Institute as an alleged hate group?
The dream of the Ruth Institute is that every child be welcomed into a loving home with their own mother and father married to each other.
Even the National Committee for Religious Freedom, a multi-faith organization headed by former U.S. Senator and Religious Freedom Ambassador Sam Brownback, had its bank account closed by J.P. Morgan Chase.
I went in to make a deposit at a branch here in Kansas. About 3 or 4 weeks after we'd opened up the account, I think, and the teller there said that account's been closed. I go, what? I said, yeah, that account's been closed. Your funds will be being sent to you in a couple of weeks.
Banking expert Nick Anthony says federal law gives banks a myriad of excuses to cancel groups whose values present what's termed reputational risks. He adds the real culprits may also be federal regulators who can pressure banks to cancel certain groups.
So think about that. Think about the scale that we're seeing on that. Think about the regulation, censorship, shadow banning, and suppression that you're seeing on social media networks. And by the way, the past 24 hours is a great illustration of how, if you think for a moment that they have kind of eased off of that, with the in light of the new revelations that's came out with this manifesto of the Nashville shooter. Yep. Guess who is suppressing and censoring all of the manifesto from being seen to the public eye? It's these same groups, guys. It's these regulation groups. But you know, the social media is one thing. But when you have the FCC doing this, this is such a broad net, guys, that, you know, and let me say this one thing, brother, now I'm going to kick it back over to you. Right now we have, you know, a lot of podcasters, they have Rumble. It's kind of like, you know, it's kind of like the hole that they can go into and kind of be safe from the net getting them. This is the stone that they can get under. But guys, you don't realize that if this passes, that this is such a broad net that there's literally going to be nowhere to hide. We're talking about podcasts. We're talking about apps, your apps.
Yeah,
you're talking about every website.
Anything. Think about it. It's the word infrastructure. The internet infrastructure is there. So that literally means I don't care if it's an app. I don't care if it's adjusting your thermostat. Think about it in your house.
Yeah.
If it's checking your security camera, if it uses the internet, your car. I mean, anything that is connected to the internet. They will have control of the information that goes across. I want to go back to your article one more time, and I want to read this right here. For the first time ever, those rules would give the federal government a roving mandate to micromanage nearly every aspect of how the internet functions, from how internet service providers allocate capital and where they build to the services that consumers can purchase, from the profits that the ISPs can realize, and how they market and advertise services to the discounts and promotions that consumers can receive. This is the FCC commissioner saying every single aspect, from your advertisers to how you gather viewers and subscribers to what you can promote, what products you can have, the FCC will have control of that. And that is this administration asking for that. And then you put in the fact that we are in the beginning stages of World War III. I was watching Glenn Beck this morning, and he said this. He said, this is why this is happening right now. This is why it's being pushed so fast. At the time of this recording, the vote on this is coming within a matter of days. And his intelligence is telling him that it's a done deal because the FCC's board is 3 liberal Democrats to 2 somewhat rhino, somewhat slash conservative Republicans. And they're basically saying the only thing that they believe, of course, prayer can change anything, but they're saying the only thing that even pressure could do, which we need to pressure them and our leaders to address this, is to soften it. But they're saying this is pretty much a done deal, that it is going to happen. And he's saying it's happening because when we officially go to war in the Middle East, when we acknowledge what we already know is happening with our own troops, they're going to need to shut the voices down that would be in opposition. So they need something in place to shut voices down when we go to war.
And this is the same thing they did in this tyrannical regime that was in control of Germany in the 1930s. Yes. Same exact thing. Same. The anti-Semitism was an all-time high. By the way, there was an elderly Jewish woman that was just killed in New York.
Yes.
And it's going to happen more and more. And brother, I don't, you know what's really scary is on Instagram, on our Instagram page, we had to block, or not block, but we had to turn off comments on certain content because it was flooded with such anti-Semitism and such vile comments. And some of these people call themselves Christians. But again, now they may be shocking to you or somebody listening to this, but if you know your history,
right,
guys, there was people that I read books and blogs about the, you know, because it always fascinated me. I don't know about you, brother, but it always fascinated me how the world set back and allowed Hitler and his regime to get the power they did and set back and allow 6 million Jews, 1.5 million children
Think about
that were Jewish to be slaughtered. How did the world's not respond to this? How did they remain silent? Yeah. And one of the things that always shocked me when I was reading this, did you know, and I don't know if you even know this, but I was reading this, that many of the soldiers that were carrying out these commands by Hitler, they actually had belt buckles. And now the reason why they know this is because some of the survivors would testify about this, that on their belt buckle, they had belt buckles that said, Jesus is Lord.
Yeah, yeah.
Because many of the churches stood by what was going on.
Yeah, and I've heard multiple people over the years talk about survivors of the Auschwitz and many of the different camps said that that was one of the reasons why their grandparents and their parents taught them to not listen to Christianity, because they equated Christianity with Nazism.
Think about that.
Because of what you're saying and the things that are said. I've even heard people go even further, saying that as they were sending them into the ovens, they were, and as they were lining them up to shoot them, they would quote scripture. That they would blame them, you know, you're the one that killed Jesus and all this kind of stuff, and this was the vengeance of Jesus. I mean, it's demonic. It's pure demonic. And it's how religion can be used to twist, and then government, when, you know, and the control of that. And that's what's going on here, ladies and gentlemen. It's the narrative. It's all about the narrative. It's always been the narrative. You go all the way back in the Garden of Eden, it was the narrative. It was, what is the narrative that was coming out of the mouth of the serpent? It's about what is being said and about what you allow yourself to hear and be manipulated by those words. And that's what this whole thing about the FCC is. It's all about control. Whoever controls the narrative controls the people. It is literally 1984, the book, you know, the Orwellian. Yeah. I mean, we're here. And your question was, you know, have I ever thought about that? Yes. I've thought about how in the world could a world allow that? But then you open your eyes right now and you see exactly how it happened, because it's happening again. And in my opinion, it's happening faster. And there's more ways to do what Hitler wanted to do than he had back then. It could be even a more dangerous environment that we're going in now than was even there. And look, these Holocaust deniers, there are people that still deny it to this day. Number one, because they couldn't believe that could even be possible. And number two, it's because they're being programmed to believe that it didn't. It's unbelievable.
Think about what we have right now. You talk about, it's even more dangerous now. Think about the combination of these things. You have the technology that we have. Daniel said, in the last days, knowledge shall increase.
Yes.
Many shall run to and fro. So that you've got that hand. So now look how the mainstream media is able to create a narrative and the masses believe it. Let me throw another angle. If they black out something, in other words, they go silent on it, they no longer report on it, it's almost like the whole world forgets that it's even happening. But look at Russia and Ukraine. It's like, is there even a war going on anymore? The only time I ever hear from any of this, Zelensky was out today, his latest video, he's asking for the U.S. for more money. And he even, this blew me away. I don't know if you've seen this video, but go look it up. You guys go look it up. It's out there. And it's, I don't know whether to laugh or cry, but he's begging the Biden administration for more money. And he's saying, even if you can't afford to give us the money, loan it to us and we'll pay you back. I'm like, are you kidding me? And I thought, you know what I thought of? I laughed and I thought about, and some of you young cats ain't gonna know what we're talking about here, but you remember Wimpy and Popeye? Give me a hamburger today, and I gladly pay you on Tuesday. I mean, this is unbelievable. We laugh.
It is.
About this. It's unbelievable, because there's, and I've one of the things I'm concerned is how long until Americans grow impatient of this war and it's no longer getting ratings. So the media says, you know, this is not getting ratings anymore. We need to jump on to something else that we can get their heads attention to. And then this starts going black and out.
It just hit me the other day. I did a little short on it. I was like, you know, when is the last time you saw anything anywhere right. on Ukraine. And you look at Israel and you look at Gaza, and anytime a bomb explodes anywhere in Israel or Gaza, you got a reporter showing it over their shoulder. I mean, every single bomb. And then you hear, you got live embedded people there. Where are the embedded reporters in Ukraine?
Where is the
phone footage of missiles flying? Where is the video of tanks? We've sent more money to Ukraine than anything in our lifetime that we've ever sent money to. I'm not saying a war's not going on. I'm not saying that people are not dying. In fact, one of the reasons I believe that they're not showing it is because so many are dead. When's the last time you heard a death toll? When's the last time you heard how many people's been killed on either side? It's like they've just gone dark on it, but yet we can see everything that's going over there in the Middle East. And I think you and I both have been doing this long enough to where we realize it makes us skeptical of what is really being hidden. And I believe that, you know, one of the things, the giant elephant in the room here is China. And China and Russia, but mainly China, because China is now licking its chops, getting ready for America to go into the election cycle in 2024. They're going to be just overwhelmed with Trump haters and Trump lovers. It's all going to be about Trump. It's all going to be about the election. It's all going to be about the president. And when all that happens, you got the war going on in the Middle East. You got whatever's still happening in Ukraine. I believe that's when China is going to invade Taiwan, and we're going to be in full-blown World War III. And then they need the ability, is what we're talking about on this show right now, to flip the switch and shut up anybody that would oppose this administration.
Well, speaking of China, did you see the report where China is creating, they're working on a new weapon that the entire world deemed, quote, too dangerous to even exist, but leave it up to China. China's not shy about creating monsters behind closed doors that's going to affect the whole world. Hello. Oh, the wow. They created an artificial sun. I mean, now they're trying to create a weapon that that no other nation wants to touch because it's too dangerous. It's like unbelievable. And then this was, by the time this airs, it'll be a couple of days old, but China has begun imposing mask mandates again.
Yep I saw that.
There's a new variant. I believe it's called Parola. It's a Parola strain. It's spreading across Europe, new symptoms. And then I don't know if you want to get into this, but I thought this was extremely interesting. The CDC all of a sudden has decided they need to implement flu and RSV surveillances across major U.S. airports. What?
Yeah, let's get into that, because I don't think most people have a clue. Look at this. This is what he's talking about. This is from his website, End Time Headlines, which you need to go and subscribe to his channel, endtimeheadlines.com. You need to subscribe to Ricky on YouTube. Of course, all that will be down in the description. But the CDC is adding... This is crazy to me.
This morning, the CDC is expanding its surveillance of flu cases at airports in an effort to stop the spread of the illness through the holiday season. The program began in 2021 to track COVID. Nasal swabs are collected from volunteer travelers and then analyzed. The CDC says those swabs are then tested for more than 30 pathogens, including the flu and RSV. This testing will happen at airports in Boston, San Francisco, Washington, and New York.
This is just more control. Flu and RSV surveillance at major airports in the United States will be expanding its respiratory viral surveillance of international travelers. The CDC launched this traveler-based genomic surveillance program in a private partnership to serve as early warning detection. So the volunteer program involves taking nasal samples from international travelers coming into the U.S. with select positive samples being sent to the CDC. What in the world, man? So they're going to track us. And we go back to this, Rick. I think me and you both default back to this. If this is what they're telling us they're doing, what are they really doing? Okay, because they don't ever tell you what they're really doing. They only give you a little drip of what they're doing to make you think and be shocked, because you would be floored if you knew what they were really doing. This is all about control.
Well, for us who have ears wide open and eyes to see, we know what's going on. There was a let me give you this article, because this is going to kind of give you a clue. Quote, the World Health Organization warns painful mosquito-borne disease Now, listen to what they say here. This is from the Daily Mail.
Wow.
World Health Organization warns painful mosquito-borne disease will become, not will. It might be, it will become a major threat within this decade. And quote, we need to really prepare.
Wow.
So I look, guys, these, let's just wow. not be ignorant here.
Wow.
They know.
They know.
The CDC knows. The World Health Organization knows. The Biden administration knows. The World Economic Forum knows. They've been telling us about this.
You mentioned being ready for the next time. And you warned about this last time. Let's take a brief look at a 2015 warning you issued.
If anything kills over 10 million people in the next few decades, it's most likely to be a highly infectious virus. If we start now, we can be ready for the next epidemic.
Let me read, let me go back to, this was from thehill.com. This is where we pulled this article from. Quote, now listen to the language here. Quote, by building sustainable, scalable infrastructure.
There it is.
That is capable of detecting biological threats beyond SARS. The TGS program is a global leader in the evolution of biosecurity.
Wow.
This was according to a BioWorks general manager for biosecurity. Quote, persistent monitoring. Oh boy. Yeah. They're all about persistent monitoring. Can give officials an early warning by offering a view into how pathogens spread across the globe. Now, Larry, you know what's more concerning about this is the fact that nowhere in that article, because I ran through this whole article, here's my question. So here I am, I'm traveling out to whatever, Florida, and I'm at the Atlanta airport. That's close to me. And by the way, we're the airport we have, they're pretty on top of it with the technology. They got some pretty crazy technology. So here they, let's say they implement this stuff and somebody comes through there and they're showing signs of an infection. My question is, what happens next?
Yeah. Yeah.
What are they going to do? Are they going to quarantine them? Yeah,
that's
go
what
ahead.
I'm saying. Is there like a room they pull you off if you were like for ones that are found on the terror watch list? Is there going to be a room like you said? Okay, shut down. Broop, 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 broop. We got one. We got one. What happens? They don't tell us that. They just and they always spin it. This is what drives me insane. They always spin it as this is for the greater good.
Of course.
This is for the greater good, y'all. I mean, we're just trying to protect you from them. But guess what? Them is also you. And it's like them is one of you. It's called human beings. It's called freedom. You know, that's what this show is about tonight, is the systematic, quick, turbo speed control of every aspect of your life. And that is what Agenda 2030 is. Agenda 2030, here we are, y'all. We're at the very end of this year, 23, okay? In just a few weeks, if you're watching this live or shortly after it was on there, then in just a few weeks, we'll be getting ready to move into 24, which I believe is going to be the most eventful year that many of us have ever experienced in our life and globally. And that will then be 6 years away, less than 6 years away, of the 17 sustainable goals the United Nations said must be in place by 2030. And they're the most radical things you have ever imagined. You're talking about 15-minute cities are supposed to be implemented in all the major cities across the world. The elimination of carbon-based vehicles, elimination. That, you know, it is the Agenda 2030 was brought forth from the World Economic Forum when Klaus Schwab said, by the time we get there, listen, this is not conspiracy theory, this is what he said, by the time we get there, you will own nothing and be happy.
Governments, no matter what their intentions have been, whether you think it's good or bad, they are the reason for the disruptions. But the Great Reset says, either way, it's an opportunity to rebuild society in a way the global elites see best fit. Now, one thing that really stands out is that they're very vague about what this reset means or even looks like. They just insist it will be good for us. And because the reset blatantly blames Western capitalism, we see a lot of right-wing outlets such as Fox News and Breitbart going after the Great Reset, claiming it's ushering in socialism or communism. But as Glenn Beck mentioned later on in his interview with Tucker, he says he was wrong, that it wasn't about socialism or communism, that it's more about enacting a form of government similar to China's. And what does that mean exactly if it doesn't mean communism? Well, it means that you would own nothing. Everything would be owned by, most likely, one of the many World Economic Forum partner corporations, and you would have no privacy. Take a look at this video published in 2016 on the World Economic Forum's Facebook page.
That is where all of this is going, and they have to kick it into turbo speed, and what better way to take control than a wah-wah and a war?
And you know where they're getting all the blueprints for the quote-unquote infrastructure that they're implementing in America, don't you? China.
China.
Look what they did when this whole thing broke out in China. They had the temperature guns there lined up. When somebody comes through, boom, they scan them. If they were infected, they were militant about it. I mean, they were welding, they were putting people in their homes and welding the doors shut, and people couldn't get out. And they were doing that in China. Guess who? Guess where we're getting all this internet censorship and all this stuff from? The infrastructure? China. Remember, they were the ones that launched the entire social scoring system, which, by the way, Google was foaming at the mouth for this. They were salivating, and they love it, and they're embracing it, and the big tech is embracing it. So, again, like we said, if you want to know what's coming to America, you can see a prelude of it. China, look at China, look at Canada. When you see what's coming to their shores, that stuff is coming here, and it's terrifying. So we thought, you know, when you're seeing a million people marching in London, you know, saying things that I'm not even going to repeat on the broadcast. Yeah. We say, well, that'll never happen here in America. Wake up, because look what happened this weekend. And that was just a fraction of it, guys.
Ricky, they destroyed, they damaged some of the most iconic things in Washington, D.C. They spray painted, they put red paint all over these statues that have been there for hundreds of years. They scaled the fence at the White House. One guy got all the way to the top with one leg over the top of the fence of the White House, waving this Palestinian flag. And no one did anything.
This morning, in the aftermath of the protests, the images remaining from the pro-Palestine graffiti and red handprints on a White House entry and on nearby monuments. This is Lafayette Park, to the north side of the White House Public Park. Anyone can go there. But what we saw on Saturday, I think, was a different level, shaking the gates. Kara?
Yeah, I can't believe it. I mean, to me, this evinces the two-tiered justice system, right? We've seen mobs get out of control before, and they've put the full force of the weight of the Biden administration and the Department of Justice against those people. Why aren't they doing that now? Bloody, fake blood handprints shaking the gates of the White House, as you said.
No one was arrested. No, nothing happened. And they were yelling, Allah Akbar, I'm sure I just got flagged. They were yelling, you know, death to Israel. They were yelling all these things. We don't want two states. We want 48, right within shouting distance of the White House. And nothing was done. And we hear about this J6 committee. There are people that are sitting in jail right now, American citizens, with no trial yet, not even been charged yet. And there's still many of them in isolation. But yet nobody even grabbed the guy and pulled him off the fence.
You got to love the double standards. You got to love the double standards and the hypocrisy. It's unbelievable. Look at the rhetoric that's coming from officials that we have here. You know, it's bad when even like Hillary Clinton is saying, whoa, this is too far. This is too much. We can't be saying, I mean, this is really bad. Do we have time to, can I say one thing real quick?
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
Let me tell you what's concerning to me, and I'm going to be straight out honest with you. I warned our listeners. There was a report, in fact, it was multiple reports FBI officials are warning. Listen to this, guys. They are warning of attacks here in America. And now I want to read just this one little headline here. Quote, they're talking about such attacks could take form of attempting to damage critical systems like water or electricity.
Here at home, now, the head of the FBI issued a strong new warning today about an increased terrorist threat in this country from potential attackers who might be inspired by Hamas.
The ongoing war in the Middle East has raised the threat of an attack against Americans in the United States to a whole nother level.
FBI Director Chris Wray signaling the U.S. is in a dangerous period.
We assess that the actions of Hamas and its allies will serve as an inspiration, the likes of which we haven't seen since ISIS.
Now, look, I might get some flack about saying this because some people, you know, they don't like you talking about this. But listen, I don't know if I was you and everyone listening to on the big picture, use wisdom. Go, if, when you go to the grocery store, buy an extra case of water, buy some extra canned goods, because guys, I'm telling you, look, we don't have time to get into this today. I know we're running out of time, but I believe we're starting to see trickles of this in the banking system. There's been some weird stuff, and I'm sure Larry's going to talk about this on his program, but there's some weird stuff going on in the banking system, especially online operations and stuff.
But banks are warning customers all across the country, your deposits could be delayed. Devon Ramin following this story tonight. What's causing this problem, Devon?
Well, Lynn, the good news in all of this is that today's delay was not due to any sort of cyber attack or hack, but the Federal Reserve says human error is to blame.
And I believe some of this is dry runs. Look what happened to the airline industry at the beginning of the year.
A computer failure at the Federal Aviation Administration forced flights delays across the nation this morning. The FAA ordering airlines to delay domestic departures for more than an hour after a computer outage shut down a key system affecting flight safety. The Notice to Air Mission System sends pilots updates about flight hazards and other information. The breakdown stranding travelers on planes while teams work to resolve the issue. The FAA lifted the pause at 9 a.m.
Remember that when all the and it wasn't just America, but it was also where was it? My mind just slipped. It was overseas, too. But it happened in two locations where all these airlines were just shut down. And they would never say it was a cyber attack. Of course, was a glitch in the system. Sure. But I'm very concerned. We just in South Carolina, there was a rogue individual that rammed plant out there, rammed it. They went on a car chase. There was gunfire exchange.
He tried to smash his way into the Oconee County nuclear plant in South Carolina. Deputies say around 8 last night, a man drove through the exit side of a gate into the facility. Security then triggered up the pop-up barricades. After hitting those, the driver backed out, at which point security cornered him. He then tried to run over some of the officers. The suspect was able to get away. He's driving a 2002 Toyota Camry with an Arkansas tag. So if you see the vehicle, you're asked to call 911.
I'm telling you guys.
And that was also, I mean, there's just so many things that don't even get reported. There's so much stuff because, you know, they stick on one narrative and everybody says the same thing and nobody else can say in the mainstream media any other thing than what the talking points are. And there's things like, you know, one person drives his vehicle into a Jewish synagogue, drives straight into the synagogue while they believe that people are in there. Nobody reports that. You know, it's just over and over again. These are kind of things that are happening. Let me say real quick, and I got one more question I want to ask Ricky that I think is very, very important, and that is if you have not gone to our website, I encourage you to do that. Just go to LarryRagdon.com or LarryRagdon.tv. When you get there, you can get a copy of our book, I See Greatness in You. God is really blessing our book all over the world. People are reading it. It's touching people's lives, changing people's lives. You can get a copy there. You can also get it in Amazon or anywhere books are found. If you have read our book, one of the greatest things you can do is go to Amazon, give us a 5-star rating if we earn that. Take a picture of the book if you can and give us that rating. That puts us in front of people just like the algorithm when you hit that like button here. You can also partner with us and go to our merchandise store as well. We have shirts, hats, cups, mugs. Join our email list. And if you'd like to partner with us to help us with our television ministry, which is very, very powerful, that God is using on DirecTV, Roku, and many other things, you can go to Larry Ragland Ministries. You can see that. That's also in the comments, in the description down below. And then we have four different levels that people have chosen to partner with us. And all of that goes towards helping our television ministry. So I wanted to let everybody know about that, and we appreciate that. But Ricky, you know, we say this every time. We call this, if you look above us right here, the Kingdom Intelligence Report. The Kingdom Intelligence Report. This is not just about us reporting on all the bad stuff and all the things that are going on in the world. We're telling you this from a kingdom perspective. We're telling you this because this has not caught us by surprise. Ricky's been a teacher and a preacher of the gospel for many, many years. He's a student of eschatology. He's a student of end times. That is why God put it on his heart to call his program and his website End Time Headlines, because he began to realize that Jesus told us, in the last days, you'll begin to discern the times. And I think about the sons of Issachar that we talk about a lot. You know, they had the ability to discern the times and to know what Israel ought to do, is what the scripture said. So, Ricky, you're a discerner. You're a watchman on the wall. You can see where this is going because you got the manual that tells us. Right. It's the Word of God. So what should we be looking for? What are some things, whether it be in Israel, the economy, maybe it's all the things, maybe you just want to speak out of your heart, but to the big picture audience right here, they might be a little apprehensive, might be a little nervous. You know, I don't want to leave my house. I don't want to do anything. I'm scared. I don't want to have to face all these things. What should we be looking for, and where is the hope that we can go to in these times as we begin to see these things deteriorate? Because you and I both know it's not going to get better. It's going to get worse out there. So where do we go? How do we take that and find joy in this? And what should we be looking for?
Well, for some of you guys have already seen this. If you haven't, Monday night, we did a program. I did a podcast on how to survive the Babylonian system. Now, Larry, you remember you and I did a program two weeks ago.
Yep.
On how to identify the Babylonian system. Yep. So that really, I enjoyed that segment so much. It really got me to dig into the scriptures. And I went to the book of Daniel and I was like, okay, well, we've identified the system, but how do we navigate through the system? Because Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were four Hebrew boys. They were teenagers, yes, guys, and they were all in captivity to Babylon. So they were in captivity to a Babylonian system. So here's this Babylonian system that is affecting the whole world. The whole world, we know, just like he said, it's not going to get better. It's only going to get worse. Darkness will cover the entire earth. We know that. But here's where it gets interesting. Even in the midst of the Babylonian system, these four men had to make they made a point. The Bible says that they purposed in their hearts that they would not defile themselves with the Babylonian system, one. Number two, that they were going to remain faithful and committed to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And because of this commitment, watch this, church, God sought them through all of what they went through. Think about it, church. So you go read the book of Daniel, and it's a prophetic parallel of where we're going in the future, because I know this man has told you this too. If you want to know the future, you go back and you read the beginning. Yes. It's all there. Here you have in Daniel chapter 3, you had Nebuchadnezzar who erected this statue, this image. It's the same, by the way, it's the same word in Revelation 13. He creates this image. He commands the nations of the world, the people, all of them, to bow down and worship this image. Well, guess who didn't worship it? Mm. Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. We know.
Say that.
Yeah, yeah. So they didn't bow down to this thing. Now, because they didn't bow down to it, we know the story. They endured affliction because they were thrown into a fiery furnace. Okay, then you go over to, you fast forward, you go to Revelation 6, or excuse me, Daniel chapter 6. And then, now watch this. The very government that promoted Daniel, oh, y'all, you need to hear this big picture. The very government that the people that they trusted and promoted Daniel turned on Daniel, because now it went from a Babylonian empire to the Medes and Persians. Even though there was a, though there was a administration change, the same spirit was still there. So the Medes and Persians, this group, conspired against Daniel because they did not like the God that he honored and served. And because of this, they formed a plot to try to trap him, to take him out because he was a threat to their, to that empire, to that government, if you would. So what they did was they trapped him by, forged a legislation in which they tricked Darius to sign it, and in that decree that if anyone was found worshiping any god besides the god of Darius, there would be consequences. Well, Daniel heard of this. Oh, come on, somebody. Daniel heard of this, and he went, he didn't hide in his room and shut the curtains and close the door and turn out the lights. He opened the curtains, open the window, and pray not once, not twice, but three times to to his God. So here's what I'm trying to say, big picture. I'm going to answer Larry's question. What do we do? What do you see coming? Well, Daniel 3 is a picture of Revelation 13. There's coming a system. It's already in place. It's here. The blueprints are here. Yep. The stepping stones are here. We're seeing the previews of it, the sneak previews of it. It's coming. It's not into full force yet. But there's coming a system of the Antichrist buying, selling, trading, the image of the beast, all that's coming again. The government, if you think the government is for your best interest, you're going to get a reality check real quick because they're going to try to trap you in your words. Mm. And what better way to trap everyone in their words by regulating the very airwaves that everything has traveled through the FCC. And when they find out where you stand and who you stand for, they're going to come after you too as well. But I've come by to tell you today, not to fret, not to worry, nor be anxious, because the same God, same man that was likened unto the Son of God, who was the fourth man that was in the fiery furnace, was with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. The same God that we serve sent an angel to shut up the mouths of the lions. Come on. I'm trying to tell you that no weapon formed against us, whether it's from the government, whether it's from this administration, whether it's from the World Economic Forum, whether it's from Klaus Schwab, whether it's from the Antichrist, the false prophet, the beast, or whoever it is, no weapon formed against God's people shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment, thou shalt condemn. So listen, these are trying times. These are perilous times, dangerous, treacherous times, but they are the most exciting times in history because there is prophets that, come on, that
there
have already.
There is a remnant. There is a remnant.
Yes, there's prophets that would have loved to have been alive to see these things coming to pass in the earth.
And God trusted us. I just got to give you a little. I got the crowds shouting you down.
Praise God.
They're shouting
you
down, baby. That's good preaching right there, Pastor. Now look, here's one thing that nobody talks about in the finish of the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey would say, is Nebuchadnezzar, the Bible implies, and I think emphatically states, ends up saying there is no other God except the true God. And as far as scripture goes, it doesn't say he even turns back to his system. It's very possible because of the stance of four young men, we may see Nebuchadnezzar in heaven because the last words of him was saying, I want to decree that. He repented. He had to go through a lot of stuff, turned in some a werewolf and all kinds of crazy stuff that happened. But he came back and said, listen, I've learned there is no other God except the God of Jehovah. And so what if there is a Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego generation? What if there's a Daniel generation that may be few in number, small in number, but they take a stand against the and say, I'm not bowing, I'm not closing down, I'm shutting down. I told my church, I respect the offices of the governor, I respect the offices of the mayor and the president of the United States of America, but I want to say emphatically right now, I don't care what you say, We're not closing down for no wah-wah again. It's over. It's over. The doors will be open. You can stay home. I tell our church, you can stay home. Nobody's going to be mad at you. Nobody's going to judge you. We will, as long as they'll let us streamline online, we'll do it. If you want to come to church in a hazmat suit, come to church in a hazmat suit. But it don't matter. If you want to socially distance, fine. But I'm going to tell you something. If you're looking for a place to gather, the doors are going to be open. Ricky, I'm so thankful that you are with us. I want to remind everybody that's watching us tonight, if you're new with us tonight, every Monday night, Sandy and I do a breaking news show that is live at 7 p.m. Central Time. It's somewhere between an hour and a half to 2 hours of nonstop, rapid-fire kingdom response that we do live. We have a big picture family we're building from all over the world. And every Wednesday night, I do a live verse-by-verse Bible study here. Different topics. It's really, really growing. And then last but certainly not least, if you're just now joining us, every Thursday night right here at 7 o'clock, we have a regular show where Paul Begley, Ricky Scopero, Stan Dale, and Mark Correll is a part of it. And it has just been a show that has just really blessed this channel. It's blessed so many people. And then last but certainly not least, we want to remind everybody that all this will be down in the show notes below in the description. But if you want to know more about Ricky's ministry, the best thing to do is just go to endtimeheadlines.org, and this is his website, the current news that's up. You'll see all the news articles that he has that are there. It's constantly updated throughout the day. I don't know how the man does it, but he breaks news before CNN and Fox News even breaks it many times. So when something happens and I want to see what's going on, I go to End Time Headlines and see that. So, Ricky, thank you for your word. Thank you for being a watchman on the wall. Thank you for setting the standard for so many like myself that have followed you, and you continue to get stronger and stronger. And any parting thoughts to the big picture audience as we wind this Kingdom Intelligence Report down?
Just, you know, it's always a blessing, brother. It's an honor to come on here, and we love you guys, and we love the big picture, and Sandy, tell Sandy we love her. And brother, you got to bring her on the show. It would be fun to do all three of us on there.
Let's do it.
You guys are hilarious, so it would be fun. It's good to come on. We need to laugh a little bit in the times of trials and tribulations and stuff we're going through. So that's, you know, we love you guys. Just be prayed up again. Just be, use wisdom, be in intercessory prayer, and because, you know, it's going to be interesting what comes in the next few months. So.
Amen. Amen. Well, we love you, Ricky, you and your family, and you be blessed, and thank you, and we'll see you again soon right here on The Big Picture. Same time next month.
Absolutely.
Amen. God bless you. And to the Big Picture family, if you have not smashed that like button, can you do that now? Can you just go ahead and take the time, hit the subscribe button, hit the smash of the like button, share this broadcast. If you're watching us on Rumble, also hit that like button, and make sure you follow us there on Rumble. Until next week, we want to remind you how much we appreciate you, all of our partners that are partnered on our website, or click the join button down below on YouTube. Either way, if you're a partner with us, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for all the super chats, super thanks, everybody that supported the ministry. We appreciate you greatly. And we remind you that no matter what's going on, no matter what's happening in the world, you'll never find anybody woke here, because we ain't woke, but we are certainly awake. See you next time on The Big Picture. God bless.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.